I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. Now, guys, we're two episodes in and there's already so much to talk about and kind of deconstruct.
The complaints log is full.
We've missed stuff, as always.
I prefer reaction rather than complaints.
Okay, comments.
Feedback, yes.
Criticisms.
One of the things that came up that we didn't even notice in the first episode, do you remember James Spooner's state funeral?
How could we forget?
He had a line of people behind him that he'd ravaged in the order that he'd last ravaged them, as is protocol and tradition.
Of course, at all state funerals.
Respectful.
It's come up quite a lot, but we got one email that's kind of sums it up nicely, I think. She says, this is from Joanna. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Joanna. Joanna.
In between the Russian Minister for Propaganda, the hot ass, and the milkmaid, it was mentioned that the Grand High Prince of Liechtenstein came in the ravaged line. Can Spooner now be confirmed as the first male bisexual in the book?
Oh my goodness! Oh.
And we didn't even notice.
Well, that was a chaotic funeral. There was a lot going on, James.
And also, because it shouldn't be noteworthy, James.
No, I think it's we're so woke. We're so bloody woke.
It's noteworthy that it's the first in the books, though. Not that he is. But that's amazing. So yeah, when he first arrived at Steele's, I know he was undercover as the IT man. Wasn't there some sort of talk about him possibly being bisexual then? I don't know if I...
Jamie, you're really asking a lot of us to think that far back.
Well, then let us know. Let us know next week.
I honestly don't even know what you're referring to. But yeah, Rocky never really talked about gay sex, male gay sex. Although, as we've talked about before, lots of lesbian sex.
Yeah.
And yeah, male bisexual. Wow, that's great. Yeah. I mean, great representation. I mean, it's only taken him 6 books.
And also, as you say, just drops it in, doesn't mention it, moves on.
But also, again, if you're going to do it, do the Grand High Prince of Liechtenstein. Do you know what I mean?
Is that a real title?
Should we look it up?
I'm going to Google it.
Okay. The suspense.
Yes, Hans Adam II is the reigning Grand High Prince of Liechtenstein.
Grand High... That's an actual title. The Grand High Prince.
That's so extra.
He's 76.
Oh, wow.
He's married to Countess Marie Kinsky. Oh, my God. Countess Marie Kinsky von Wicknitz und Tatau.
Mars Charka Verteklotz.
That is incredible. And so Rocky looks that up, but chose not to include her. That's such a Belinda Blink's name. We should, for legal purposes, say, of course, the reference that he's making is completely fictional.
Yes. What's that thing that people say?
Any resemblances to real people is pure coincidence or...
Yes, any resemblance to anyone living or dead is entirely coincidental. We should say that.
Another thing that is absolutely wild from episode one is all of the talk about whether Virgin, the company founded by Richard Branson, gained its name from his sexual status as somebody who had, well, never had sex. To that point, at the time of formation of the business.
When he went to company's house, he was a virgin. Or was he? Well, we found out.
That's Rocky's assumption. Lots of people went on a mission like we did to try and find out if that was true.
Yeah, they hassled Richard Branson quite aggressively on Twitter, I think. Yeah. Lots of people atting him, asking the question, why is Virgin called Virgin? And he tweeted.
I'm so thrilled with this. I think it's hilarious. Do you think he was tweeting from Necker?
What did he say?
I don't think you get signal on Necker.
No, probably not.
He's got Virgin Internet on Necker Island.
Oh, he's got a dongle.
So he tweeted, this is the tweet. I'll do it in my best Richard Branson voice. I'm just going to do it in my voice. We came up with the name Virgin because when we started out, we were virgins at business.
Oh, that makes sense. There you go.
There you go. Clarified.
Does it?
What a great name. What a great origin of the name.
I actually can't believe that people pressured him so much that he felt the need to reply. So.
Well, what's quite funny is afterwards he says, thanks for the mentions.
Plural. Oh.
Like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, Dickie. Sorry about that.
And this week's episode, people are very concerned about my heating. Turns out that my boiler was broken, so had a bit of an issue, which means that's why my bill.
So it wasn't about the full house.
Well, I think the full house didn't help.
Right, sure.
But it was a combination of factors, Alice. I don't want to go into it here. It's very boring and very expensive. But I hopefully have it sorted out, and it's now a lot warmer, so which is good.
Well, can I just say, someone tweeted, "Why are they moaning? It's so hot today." It's not a live radio show, everybody. It's a podcast. I just want to clarify, we do record it in advance.
Days in advance. It's never like weeks and months in advance, but yes.
Yes, I didn't think we'd have to say that, but we do, apparently. It's not a live radio show.
Sorry, that's news to me.
This isn't going out right now.
That's a great relief. I've been really quite stressed for about 6 years now.
Guys, you do not want to hear the non-edited version of this podcast. That would not be fun for anybody.
Raw by name and nature.
And someone also got in touch about the prehensile toes with this episode. And
yes.
I want to just say as well, the last two episodes have been pretty rough. We apologise, as my dad wrote a porno. I'm sure dad feels bad too.
Well, hopefully now she's back in the metropolis, things will like settle down, a bit cleaner. But
she was in, you know, scrub and dust. I mean, you know, it's dirty.
I would also say, I know you're apologising on our behalf, but we can only work with the material we're given. Like, it's very hard to anaesthetise what he writes. So, you know, there's a baseline of filth that we just can't protect you from.
But someone got in touch and said, look, he went all in on these prehensile toes. And then she didn't even use them to jerk him off or anything. Like, they were just a kind of pointless...
Oh, what a missed opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was there waiting for it. Just never happened. I mean, that's good Rocky writing because it's a curveball. You think it's going a different way.
Too obvious.
A little too obvious, exactly.
But didn't he just measure them in the end or something?
Yeah, I think he just got off on them because he was doing a PhD. And
it was more of an academic arousal than...
Yeah, exactly.
That would be really incredible. We might have talked about this before. Why is this ringing a bell? Maybe just from my past life, but... Would you put both sets of toes around it and wank it off that way? Or would it be one set of toes, like a hand?
Well, if you've got really long prehensile toes and they can kind of grip around, it depends on the girth of the penis.
Depends like what then, kind of grip you like.
You know, there's a lot of mitigating factors here. But yes, you can do it with two feet.
Can one of the toes massage the head? I mean, what's going on?
Well, guys, should we do a footnote? Should we talk about feet?
How have we never spoken about feet? This is one of the most popular kinks.
It is. It's super mainstream. I mean, it's not something I'm into. I would say if I was. But yeah, like a lot of people love feet.
So this is a footnotes, truly.
It's a feet notes.
It's a feet notes.
It's a feet notes.
It's funny we're talking about this because, well...
What?
Oh, something you want to get off your chest?
So
she's got very shady all of a sudden. What's going on?
Something I want to get off my feet. So I often get messages about my feet in my DMs.
Do you?
Quite a lot.
What sort of thing are we talking?
More pictures of your feet.
Please put them away.
Please put them away.
Do you put those trotters under a blanket?
Would it kill you to wear two pairs of socks? That sort of thing.
Do you often post pictures of your hoofs or?
Well, okay. I reject that moniker. I will not accept hoofs.
You just said trotters.
Both are awful.
Trotters, hoofs. Yeah, okay, fine.
I just can't think of another word when I look at them.
Dainty little tippy toes.
Beautiful feet.
I didn't think I did often post pictures of my feet. I don't really post pictures of my full length body very often.
It's like swimming pools or nothing.
Well, quite.
Yeah.
Although sometimes, apparently, I've taken a picture of the swimming pool with my feet in
it. What do you do in a swimming pool? You get your feet out.
And you know what? They're all catalogued on WikiFeet. I'm on WikiFeet.
I've heard of WikiFeet. You're
look,
on WikiFeet.
Look it up right now and put my name in. They've been gathering this archive for years.
Yeah, it's basically a catalogue of famous people and pictures of their feet, right?
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. Yes, it's the upper echelons of feet.
Oh, sorry, Z-listers.
It's famous people and me. And... Yeah, you're going to be wowed by the selection that are there.
Okay. What have we got here? Bloody hell.
Wow.
Some of them are zoomed in versions of bigger pictures.
You've just got shoes on in some of them.
That's okay, apparently.
Oh, guys, at the bottom it says, 3 pictures were removed from this gallery.
For indecency.
What do you think?
It says more info. Should I press the more info?
Unless somebody else's feet have been tagged as mine.
2 pictures were reported as duplicates.
Oh, okay.
And 1 picture was reported as, and I quote, no feet showing.
It is the founding principle of Wikipedia.
Hey, what made it a picture of your face?
Right, they've got some interesting information here.
Can I just say, I love on Wikifeet that a picture of my face is abhorrent. They're just like, disgusting, get a picture of my feet on there.
So you know you can rate people's feet on here. You've got ratings.
Oh my God.
Oh.
90 out of 187 votes. The results are in.
Nil point.
91 people said you were beautiful.
Feet. You were beautiful feet.
46%. Sorry, 46 people said nice.
No, that's a bit of a rinse nice.
Oh my goodness, faint nice. Praise.
29 said okay. Oh. 15 said bad.
Bad feet.
Get this. 6 said ugly.
And the comments section is quite interesting.
Oh my God, I didn't see any of this.
So someone said, love the souls of redheads. They always look amazing. She's not a redhead. She's famously a fake redhead.
Okay, we don't need to keep saying it. People might not have heard that episode.
There's one of you with like a bloody leg here with your foot in it. It looks like you've hurt yourself.
Oh yeah, that's when I got bashed up in the sea.
They're so nice, these people. Someone said, her foot movements seemed charmingly precise and careful.
No, can I just say, the Wikifeet community, wonderful, wonderful bunch. I would hang out with them over you two any goddamn day. And also, I'd just like to say to everybody that voted for me, thank you to the Academy, to my mum and dad. I wouldn't have these little tootsies without you. And anybody that's enjoyed my feet over the years, appreciate it.
Well, someone just said, she does have nice feet, which I think sums it all up.
You gotta give into it.
So I Googled why people like feet
to start with.
Yeah.
So a foot fetish or podophilia, which is an unfortunate name for a foot fetish.
And ophelia is always annoying.
Yeah.
It's good for a podcast, though. Podophilia.
Oh my God, podophilia.
Footnotes, podophilia, what's going on?
It was meant to be.
None of this was meant to be.
I mean, there's multiple theories about it. One of the first that emerged was from Sigmund Freud. Here we go.
Oh, watch out.
Oh, here we go.
He believed that fetishes arose during early childhood.
Well, I guess you were around feet a lot when you were a kid, like on the floor.
Well, that's not what he says, Alice. He suggested that when a child saw their mother's genitals, they were shocked to find that their mother did not have a penis, leading to a fixation on objects or body part that looked like penises.
What did Sigmund's member look like if it looked like a toe?
So, in the case of foot fetishes, Freud's theory states that they occur because a person perceives the foot or toes as a penis substitute. I don't believe that one.
I love that James is like, I don't believe that one. I know more than Sigmund Freud.
Who's this Freud?
This has turned into sort of a after-school special, like a kind of lecture, yeah. Hasn't it, from James? Thank you, James, for this education.
I was more intrigued to know who was into feet, who are kind of prominent figures in the culture. So I've looked into some famous people who have foot fetishes.
Oh, sure. Oh,
okay. If you want to hear a few people. F. Scott Fitzgerald, apparently.
Who wrote
The Great Gatsby.
Ah.
Any allusions to that in The Great Gatsby?
Well, possibly. I haven't read it, but...
Oh, look at him leaning in. He's ready to give us a thesis.
But what's interesting about him is that he loved women's feet, but hated his own. So he refused to show his feet to anybody, and he's quoted as saying that he had a Freudian shame about his feet.
Well, no, Freud, but he loves it, thinks it's a penis.
And he was so obsessed with feet that he frequented a particular sex worker solely on the basis of her feet.
Don't say solely when we're talking about feet.
Oh, very good.
You're better than that.
Andy Warhol, massive...
Isn't merely.
And the wall hall, tell us.
Oh, that's something I want to clear up as well. All the bloody people saying about my mourning comment.
Mourning.
I might just play it, actually. I've got it on my phone.
I love that he's prepped for this.
Well, I put it on Twitter, but, you know, the podcast has more reach.
Why do you think he's in court?
The amount of people that, honestly, mourning, or however I said it, has got precedent. By none other than Dame Judi Dench. Alice, don't look at me this way.
Oh, my God.
He does live his life by Dame Judi Dench's rules.
What would Judy do?
No, I'm just...
can't believe he's prepped. I can't believe he's clipped it. What a sad little man.
Oh, no, because I was...
he's got time on his hands, isn't he?
I was trying to work...
And now he's pieced together some separate clips of Judi Dench to make it sound like she's saying Bernie.
I've got to do a back catalogue.
He's picked 70 clips of her, used a little phoneme from each, so she goes, Bernie.
I was trying to work out where I got it from, because I must have kind of had it in my
head.
She's
an elderly former Royal Shakespeare Company thesp. Of course she says stuff weirdly. You just went to the Club Theatre and hung out backstage.
That may be so. In her Oscar-nominated role as Mrs. Brown / Queen Victoria, she said the following.
It is not for any of the Queen's subjects to presume to tell Her Majesty when and where she should come out of mourning.
Okay, a million things. As Alice said, she's an actress, so of course she's going to ham it up. Two, she's playing Queen Victoria.
Thirdly, very poor quality audio. I don't even know what she's saying.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. Andy Warhol.
Stop doing it.
Why is Andy Warhol mourning?
No, he isn't in mourning. He was also a podophilia.
I can't believe he clipped it up.
I can't believe he clipped it up. He put Mrs. Brown in the DVD player.
Oh my God, you know he did. That's not a clip on YouTube.
No, he was into feet as well. So much so that he kept an Egyptian mummified human foot by his bed.
Different though, isn't it? You can be into feet and not want a mummified foot next to your bed.
Yeah.
I feel like he was like, guys, let's be sex positive. Everybody can be into what they're into. And it's like, yeah, all right, fair enough. So don't comment on my mummified foot by the bed. It's like, ugh.
What is it when you've got a longer second toe than your big toe? Does it mean you're clever or something? Or
you clearly don't have a longer second toe.
No, oh no, mine's way back.
I don't think it means that you're clever enough.
Is that the same professor that said when you hold a buttercup under your chin, it means you like butter?
And I do like butter. It was right every time. Oh my God, the bones in your feet account for around 25% of all the bones in your body.
Wow.
Are we making a different show now? I feel like we're just making a science show.
We're just shouting foot facts.
But there is a really, really famous foot kind of scandal, really.
Foot scandal? What's going on?
Fergie.
Oh, of course.
When she got her toes sucked.
Oh, we've mentioned this. Who brought it up? Stephen Mangan brought it up once.
Yeah.
But why was it such a scandal?
So she'd been separated from Andrew, the prince we do not name, for a while. I think like a few months, but they were trying to keep it a bit hush-hush.
Mm.
And then what I didn't realise was that she was in Balmoral with all the royal family, Queen, Prince Philip, the day those pictures were splashed all over the papers.
Oh, my God. Awkward!
Could you imagine that breakfast?
Breakfast. Just walked down and was like, Nana.
God, that'd make a good episode of The Crown, wouldn't it?
It really would.
Yeah. And apparently, royal writer Richard Kay claimed that he received a message via pager in 1992 from Princess Diana the night before the photos hit the newspaper stands. And the message just said, the redhead's in trouble.
Oh, that is absolutely chilling.
I've said that about Alice before.
Often. So for those that don't know, explain the story.
So she was separated from Prince Andrew, but they weren't actually divorced yet. And she was papped while in the south of France, getting her toes sucked by, wait for it, a Texan millionaire.
Jim Sterling.
Basically Jim Sterling. His name was John Bryan, and he was her...
John Bryan is an anagram of Jim Sterling.
He was her, quote, financial advisor, amongst other things, I'm sure. And he said, subsequently, like years later, I think he said, I wasn't sucking her toes, I was merely kissing them.
And were they pictured on the beach in public?
No, they were in her villa in Saint-Tropez.
Oh, well, give them some bloody privacy.
Well, exactly.
But why would it matter if it was sucking anyway?
Well, this is my point. It shouldn't matter.
But that's mad, isn't it? That was sort of...
front page scandalous news. And it was referred to as the toe-sucking saga.
I do think, though, you either like that sensation or you don't.
Mm.
Because, like, you know, like tickling, some people are like, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Torturous.
And some people are like, tell my mom. So like, there must be a physiological... like, it's not just psychological, is it? It's like there's a physical thing where it's like, that feels nice.
Yeah.
So what have we learned? People like feet.
Yeah.
Rocky's picked up on it because he's very good at moving with the zeitgeist. And I'm, I guess, like a foot sensation.
You're a foot superstar.
They're so nice. Embarrassed. They're quite nice.
Guys, thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.